Very well. It says, faith is a reality of what we hope for, the proof of what we don't see. And then I like the second verse, the elders in the past were approved because they showed faith. Isn't that interesting? Being approved. You're approved to continue on. Sometimes I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, God uses us as long as we go according to our faith in Him. I believe that God begins to stop using us when we try to do it our way. Have you ever felt that pull? Have you ever felt that where you're going to do it this way, you're going to do it this way, you're determined you're going to do it this way, and that's it? And you get very frustrated. You can't get anything done, so to speak, because you feel like you're stumbling over your own actions, and you're not thinking, things are not working the way they're supposed to work, according to you. But when you stop, take a breath, and go on faith, and let God lead you to the promised land, things begin to change in a hurry. Can you imagine Abraham? He was told to go. And not only did he go, he went with his wife, Sarah, and all of his family. And they went to an unknown land. Can you imagine how frightening that must have been? I'm sure that the servants and all the people that came with Abraham were saying, this guy's lost it. He's totally lost it. Why is he doing this? But you know, they had faith in him. And Abraham had faith in God. I don't profess to know the answers to all of the happenings in my life, let alone anyone else's life. But all I know is by faith. We have to go and believe without a shadow of a doubt. Hope for the future. We might not see the future with a crystal ball, but we go on faith, knowing in reality it will happen. Being able to see the unseen. History is full of those that went on faith. Abraham and Sarah, perfect examples. Your family tree, I'm sure you can go back and see those examples. Let us pray.